In today's Design for the Real World, graphic design guru Stephen Heller explains how the fat guy with a big grin and the red suit came to be brand Santa.
Santa Claus actually derives as a symbol from around 300 AD. It was originally Saint Nicholas. He arrived presumably on a flying chariot, which became a sleigh. He was a bishop, so he wore a mitre. Well, the Santa Claus hat is a derivation of the mitre. He is also connected to other gods and deities in other religions. Thor in Germany dressed in red and had a palace in the Northland, and he rode a chariot, and he had a beard. What really codified Santa Claus in Western culture is Clement Clark Moore's 1822 poem. And that became the basis for the image, the logo Santa Claus, that was designed by Thomas Nast. Thomas Nast was known for creating the Democratic donkey and the Republican elephant, so he created this jolly gnome-like character, huge white beard, red coat framed and trimmed with black and white. And that became the image that was forever impressed on the American holiday.
Well, young lady, what's your name?
Susan Walker. What's yours?
Mine? Kris Kringle. I'm Santa Claus.
Then in 1931, the Coca-Cola Company adopted it. They took over basically the same image as Thomas Nast's and puffed him up a little bit, gave him rosy cheeks, and created a new Santa as their annual trade character. And from that point on, Santa Claus holding a bottle of Coke with a child here or a happy adult there became the epitome of what the American Santa Claus was. The most significant thing about Thomas Nast's design is that it wasn't Christian. It was a universal happy fella. He didn't look like Jesus Christ. He didn't look like Moses. This was a character that everybody could love, dressed like a cuddly bear. This was the embodiment of sweetness. This was the embodiment of goodness. The image hasn't changed much because it is one of the most comforting images that we can offer. There is a kind of intimacy that you have with this character. Even if you don't believe it, you still like seeing it. You like having it around. I still believe in Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane.
Stephen Heller is the author of 1 zillion books about graphic design.
Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
That is it for this week's show. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you listen again next week. If you'd like to subscribe to the free weekly podcast of the show, you can at studio360.org, where you can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter.
That makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
If you're still looking for last-minute holiday gifts, you can check out some of our favorite things from this year, like Will Wright's video game Spore, where you get to evolve life on your own planet. Or Ry Cooder's album, I Flathead.
But when the evening shadows fall, I'm dreaming of a certain smile, a secret rendezvous.
You can see all of our staff picks for 2008 at studio360.org.
I'll come creeping
down the dark end of the street again to you. In a dimly lit cafe as we go dancing, I try to smile and hide a love that's true. And then they play a lovely tune as we romance. Then I can't pretend, no matter what I do.
Studio 360 is produced by WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International. Our production team includes
Julie Burstein,
Lital Malad,
David Krasnow,
Michelle Siegel,
Derek John,
Jenny Lawton,
Pike Medinowski,
Sarah Lilly,
Rob Weisberg,
Catherine Epstein,
Greta Cohn,
Emily Frost,
Chloe Plant,
Hamad Ahmed.
Special thanks this week to Terrence McKnight, the host of Evening Music on WNYC. And our theme music is by David Van Tiel.
PRI's Studio 360 is funded in part by Ken and Lucy Lehman, who believe that winning workplaces respect, reward, and invest in their employees, by the Lilly Auchincloss Foundation, by the SC Group, whose charitable resources include FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, at fjc.org, and by the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art.
Novus Ordo Seclorum, so they say. But I just tell them, adios muchachos. She's my little Latino dance harbor.
PRI, Public Radio International.